Vectis Radio.
We've got Emma here from Cats Protection, or the Isle of Wight Cat Centre. Hello,
yes,
Emma.
Yes, we are rebranded now. Hello, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. I've got so much to talk about today. Ooh, I'm going to have to really squeeze it all in, I think.
Go on then, go for it.
Off you go.
Off I go. So, really excitingly, this year is the 65th anniversary of the Isle of Wight Cat Centre.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, 65 years. So, obviously, in 2021, when we had our 60th, there still wasn't a lot of people being allowed to do events and things.
Yes.
So we had to miss that one, unfortunately.
Right.
So we want to go big on our 65 instead.
Okay. Go on.
So on June the 13th, we will be having a big open day 65th anniversary of our cat centre.
Wow.
We are inviting other animal charities from around the island. So there will be other animal charities there coming as well. We're going to be having like raffle, tombola, all sorts of games and activities. There's going to be a colouring competition for the kids. There's going to be a cat awards session. There's going to be so much going on. We're even hoping people might come in like 60s themed dress. So, you know, have a bit of a competition for the best dressed. So, yeah, it's going to be massive.
And all this is going to be at the Cat Centre?
It is, yes. It's going to be at our centre, so people will be able to
Which
have a
where?
Look round.
For that those who don't know?
On Marlborough Road in Ryde.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, that's going to be huge.
And what date was that?
That is June the 13th.
Wow. And so, what else have you got to tell us?
Well, I will say that we are looking for raffle prizes for that and bottles for a bottle tombola, and literally it doesn't have to be something expensive like wine. We're up for bottles of sauce or shampoo. You know, you've got to have some booby prizes in there as well.
Well, I don't know, some people would quite love a bottle of tomato ketchup or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's none of it's cheap anymore, is it?
No,
So yeah, anyone who would like to donate us prizes, you can bring them by the centre as well. That'd be amazing.
Okay.
We're also looking for volunteers still, as most places are. We're always looking for volunteers. So we are looking for help with our fundraising, but we're looking for admin help.
Yes.
So if people are a little bit nervous about being in front of the public, that's okay. They can still help, helping us apply for events, get the paperwork done, making sure that we've contacted all of our volunteers and that they are coming to the event, that sort of thing. We are also looking for stall helpers as well that want to come along and talk to the public.
Yeah.
Usually about their cats they've adopted from us. Absolutely lovely. As obviously when I'm here, you guys like to talk about your cats you've adopted as well.
Yes.
You know, why wouldn't you? We're also looking for cat cleaners who would come and help with our daily cat clean around the cattery. No, you don't clean a cat.
Oh.
I saw the face. You don't clean a cat.
That's quite a dangerous occupation.
I think so, yes. I mean, it's necessary once in a blue moon when they soil themselves.
But I mean, generally, don't try cleaning a cat. I would strongly advise against that.
They're very good at cleaning themselves,
they
as
are,
a rule.
Yes.
But yes, it's to help actually cleaning their pens and the cattery from day to day.
Oh, cat cleaning.
I know, it does sound funny when you put it like that. So yes, that's, again, looking for volunteers on our website, and that is cats.org.uk/Isle of Wight.
Yep.
There's a volunteer section. You can see what's available and apply today.
Right.
Well, there's tons, isn't there? Tons
isn't
going
just,
on.
Yeah,
yes.
And I haven't even talked about the cats yet.
I know.
Well, you've got quite a few cats up there still for adoption.
Yes. I unfortunately didn't look up the exact number before I came. Naughty me. I imagine it's around 30 at the moment that we've got in care.
Okay.
We've homed a few lately. We're, you know, very good at homing. Ruby.
I saw
she's been reserved.
Yes.
So excited.
She's been there quite a while, hasn't she?
She has, yeah. She's a little bit of a madam. She, you know, when she's had enough, she lets you know. But equally, oh my God, when she's on your lap, she purrs like a motor. So loud, gorgeous. You just need to, you know, work with her moods.
Yes.
I love a cat like that. So now that she's reserved and we're really, really excited, we've got some cats that are our next longest stays in care that we want to promote. So Holly and Maddie, I think they're getting overlooked because they're older girls, bless their hearts.
Right.
Ridiculously though, they're 15 and all of the we've had, they've been in two different foster homes and all we've heard is that they act like kittens.
Aww.
They're so playful. You would not know how old they are. that they just want to have play and fun all the time.
And they have to go together.
They do love each other.
Yeah.
Yes, they're both tortie girls. They're very, very cute. One of them has a thyroid condition, but we are very willing to help with the money towards the medication for that. So nobody needs to be fearful about that either.
Right.
They need to get and meet these girls and have a good old play with them in their foster home. And I think they'd fall in love.
Good.
Because they've been in care 114 days at the moment.
Oh, dear.
So Holly...
No, Alicia, no.
Holly, the reason why, I mean, some of that's just, it couldn't be helped. Holly had dental surgery and then she had to have more. So while she was recovering and having her surgeries, she wasn't homeable.
No.
So, but like I say, that's added to the time that they've been in care. And
so she got no teeth left?
I think she's still got teeth. I think they just had to work very hard to work with the ones that she's got,
right.
Bless her heart. So, and the other one that we've got that is, and this, you can see the difference here, because the next longest stay is 65 days.
Right.
Which is almost half.
Mm.
That is Victor. So he's only a young boy. He's 4.
Oh.
And he's a lovely little black boy. He's got a bit of an unfortunate looking face. He looks very, like, sad or grumpy.
Oh.
Bless him. And it can't be helped. Like, I've got a picture of him here so you guys can see. He has a bit of a...
Bit of a grump, yeah.
Yeah, but he's such a sweet boy. It's just the way his face looks.
Yeah.
He can't help it.
No.
And I've got my notes on Victor because I know that when he first came into care, we weren't sure if he was going to be one of those cats that might need to live a bit more outdoorsy.
Right.
But it turns out he just needed a bit of time.
Good.
He's a soppy little boy. It says he loves his catnip.
We don't give ours catnip because he's gone mad. He goes mad with it.
Well, it says you can see his silly side when he's rolling around in bliss.
Right.
But his best thing ever is a licky licks.
Yes.
Which he gets very excited about and can end up wearing some of it. So it sounds like he's going to be quite a fun cat to have around.
And he's
around.
A black cat?
He is, yes.
Is he all black?
He is, yes.
No white... bits anywhere?
He might have the odd little bit here and there, but he's basically a black cat.
Right.
And obviously they do get overlooked.
They do, don't they? People seem to have some sort of, it's unlucky. But they're not.
One of the ones I read for the modern age was that they don't photograph well for social media.
So what?
Exactly.
Oh.
What a reason to not have a black cat.
Well, our cat is Lord Pip and he's a tuxedo cat.
Oh, very fancy.
So he's all black on...
with white belly.
And white from the chin, right the way down to his tummy.
Yeah.
And Jay's also a black cat.
And my cat's also a black cat. Yeah. So we're solidarity here for the black and white cats.
It's just a cat, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Personality is what matters.
Absolutely.
100%.
And I'm sure cats never had personalities when I was a child.
No, they didn't.
No, I'm sure they didn't.
No, because the way we behaved with them was very different, wasn't it?
Well, the cat was either out or it was in.
Yeah.
It was either fed or it wasn't, and that was it.
Yeah, exactly. We are they're very much more part of the family now.
Yes.
Very much.
So. Okay. Anything else to add?
If I'm allowed,
yes,
I can slide one last thing
one
in.
One more in.
Go on then.
Just the one thing. So we've got a lovely volunteer called Lisa who opens up the opportunity to teach people crochet.
Oh, right.
And she does this for free.
Yeah.
Right.
And we just, if people come along and they would like to buy some refreshments, tea, coffee and homemade cake, they're very welcome. So she's doing her next cat crochet and craft event on Tuesday the 2nd of June.
Right.
That is also at the Cat Centre.
Right.
And that is running from 12 till 3 p.m.
Excellent.
Right. And we would just encourage you to message us on Facebook or give us a phone call to book your space.
So would people have to bring their own hooks and wool or whatever it is?
Lisa provides everything you need.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
If you've got an project that you want to bring along and you already know how to crochet and you just want to come and enjoy the time, very welcome.
Or if you're stuck.
If you're stuck. Oh, absolutely. We've had a bit of that. She's tried to teach some of the staff. I don't think it's gone so well.
No. I'd be stuck in about 3 seconds flat, I think. So.
It's not for me.
No.
Well, thank you for coming in. And thank you for everybody up there and what they do for our cats. I know most people like cats. And they don't like seeing any animal mistreated. But
no.
Exactly. You just need to be an animal lover.
But if people want to get in touch with you, how can they call you?
03000 120 251.
And that comes through to your...
It does. It sounds like an unusual phone number because it doesn't sound like a local one, but it is for the Isle of Wight Cat Centre specifically.
So people should ring up and make an appointment if they want to meet a pussycat?
Absolutely. If you go on our website, which I mentioned, that's cats.org.uk/Isle of Wight. Wight, you can literally apply for cats through our website.
Oh, okay.
And then the staff will, what they basically do is they have a quick look at the area you're from, if there's busy roads, if you've got other animals or children. And we just make sure that that cat is the right match.
Yes.
And that you haven't like missed any information and you're trying to adopt a cat that hates dogs and you've got a dog. And then we will contact you and arrange an appointment to come and meet the cat.
So you come and meet the cat and say, oh, hello, little, oh, coming home.
Yeah. Yes. That's pretty much how it goes, yes.
Well, thank you. Look, I hope that you're celebrating. Go well.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again next month, or somebody from that there again next month.
Absolutely. I think everyone enjoys taking turns so that we all get to come and have a
please
chat.
Please do.
So, absolutely. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.